Lady Shear and Chavis Halvavus Wednesday. Yud Zion Elul, September 2nd or 3rd. Thank you. Yud Ches Elul, September 2nd. It's the 4th of the Shear and the special Elul Shear for the ladies, Sundays and Wednesdays. It's Wednesday and this is the 4th Shear. Okay, this is the 4th Shear. And going through, I'm picking out some cheshbonos in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Perek Gimel. Chavis HaLevavos has 30 of them, and his definition is things to think about. And I'm going to do today, with Hashem, 12 and 13, probably not 13, but I'm going to try, because they are closely related. They make somewhat of, well, not the same point, otherwise it wouldn't be two, but I don't know if you follow me in the text. It's the Hashnei Masar, number 12. Number 12 essentially says that the person should ask himself, are you paying as much attention to your neshama as you're paying to your guf and to temporal things in your life? Okay, now we go on to number 13. Cheshbon ha'adam in nafsho ve'eis hamoyas rifo gets you excited when you're enthusiastic about something. You're excited about something. You want to get this done, right? V'chavisuso, and he's energetic. Al-olam. So, what do you become energetic about? What do you become excited about? What are you looking forward to? Very few people. Of course, I'm sure present company accepted. But very few people are looking forward to the next mincha, to the next time they can daven. They're not looking forward, they're looking forward to the next time they go out to eat. They're looking forward to a sale on school uniforms. They're looking forward to having a day off from work. They're looking forward to the kids going back to school. They're looking forward, but then, are you on top of things with your neshama? Are you excited that you're soon going to be davening to Hashem again? Are you looking forward to the next time you could do chesed? Are you looking forward to improving your neshama as much as people look forward to improving their guf? Are people going to the gym? Right? So what's the gym for the neshama? Where's the gym for the neshama? So maybe you do have a gym for the neshama that you make sure to go to once a day, but that's what he's talking about. B'chol hishtadluso, and he tries hard, tachlis tachpuloso, but he makes plans. He plans his career, he plans how... See, it's difficult talking to women about such things, because a lot of women's Gashmius is Rufnius. So much of it. But like, a man, I could say how much thought that you give to advancing in your career and getting a raise, and how much thought do you give in improving your davening and learning more. Now, I could say that to most, I know, your career women. I don't mean Chas V'Shalom to apply that you don't have careers. Maybe a lot of you do. And that's, therefore it applies there also. But I can't really say, like you said, you're going to plan, you know, you're going to clean the house, and then you're going to do the laundry, and then you're going to, I can't really call that temporal and olam hazeh. Because then, if you have the proper kavanas, you're doing it because that's what you're supposed to do, and a man also. I mean, that if a man wants to advance his career, and he has the right kavanas for it, whether it's, it's, there's nothing wrong, as Tevye the milkman said, there's nothing wrong with being rich, nothing wrong with it, and there's nothing wrong with really advancing your career, and everybody should read the journals that come out every month, or about anything in the world, if you subscribe. But where do you put, the Chavis want to know, are you going overboard, and where are you putting your efforts, and what are you doing to your neshama? If I would say that the streets and Ramat Shemesh Gimel have there's gold deposits in the streets, right? So, and if you believe me, so everybody would want to move there. I said that there are places in Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel where they teach you to daven properly, and they're really into Chesed, and they into Dveikus Hashem, and they teach you Hashem. No one's moving there so fast. You go, yeah. I mean, I'm davening now, and I'm doing Chesed now. Right? You have money now, but if you hear that the streets have gold deposits in them, you're going to run there. That's what Chavis Lovitz wants to know. He wants you to think about that. I'm not giving Musa. Chavis Lovitz doesn't give Musa. Give you something to think about. How much thought and energy and effort do you go into improving what's going to last as of Hashem 120 years? And how much thought do you give into improving your neshama, your soul, and working on that? The yishkol ima, so you look at how you put your energies and enthusiasm and labor the kite and all your hishtaglus and your plans and your schemes, and you work to the best of your ability. The yishkol ima, okay, now we go to the other side of the scale. Bazuso, he calls it, it's, you disrespect it. Binyani Akriso, you know, what's going to be Machamei of the Esrim, how much energies and enthusiasm and kohos and plans and game plans, and how is this going to get done, and how is this going to get done, and the Avuso and your carelessness, Me'avodas Elokov, right? A Jew's career is Avodas Elokim. It's sounds ideal, it sounds unrealistic, but that's a reality and we have to say it. That's your career. Everybody's career, man, woman. The career is Avodas Hashem. Now Hashem is okay, at least according to the Chavis Lovitz. I'm not responsible for what they teach you nowadays. But Hashem is okay with living what we would call a normal life. Right? He's not telling everybody to stop whatever they're doing and not have careers, and even I believe if he would be around nowadays, he wouldn't even tell women to stop having careers. It's a phenomenon of history, but it happened, and it happened gradually, and But what's your focus on? Do you understand what your primary, to a woman I would say, your primary role can never stop being an Ezer for your husband? And Akeres HaBayis, that's your primary goal. If besides that you can be a heart surgeon, that's wonderful. That's fine. It used to not be fine. Nowadays it is fine. Okay, but it doesn't mean that the primary is knocked from its perch. That is the problem. The problem with feminism is that it knocks the primary off the perch, not that it introduced a secondary goal of women. The problem is that the secondary goal of women many times did knock the first off the perch. But it's like this by every man, every person. That's what Chavis Lovitz is talking about in Cheshbon number 12. That we have to go to work and we have to have careers and we have to, any doctor, anybody that doesn't keep up with the advances of his chosen profession is a posheya, is doing a disservice to whoever hires him. If an architect is hired by a person and he didn't keep up with the latest chidushim, he doesn't subscribe to Architectural Digest. There must be some magazine like that. There's a magazine for everything. It's unbelievable. Like, you want to go water skiing, you want to go dipping in the North Pole in the winter. There's probably a magazine for people that do that. And so you should. You have to. Someone's going to hire you. You have to keep up with the latest advances there, assuming you're. But that's not your primary career. The primary career is Avodas Hashem. And he says, give some thought to what your thoughts are about every day. You're seeking to improve. Again, everybody, joined up. Everybody joined up to an exercise club. Not everybody joined up to go to Rabbi Lovitz. It's Chavis Lovitz here. Grada Ramat Beit Shemesh, the women going to Shurim is really over the top. It's like wonderful. That is something. But really, what are we worried about? What are we looking to improve? When you compare the two, that's what he wants you to do, compare. Of course you have to be involved in your career or in temporal things. And he's talking to people who daven three times a day, or if it's women, however many times they daven a day, and they do chesed. He's talking to frum people. He's not talking to people off the derech. He's talking to frum people. But what is your worry? Where do you put your efforts? What do you worry about what the next day will bring? For Yimtza, you will find machshavto binyan olamo in this temporal world. That's what you spend the bulk of your time involved in and thinking about and worrying about and wanting to advance and wanting to have nicer things and better things and building an addition to the house, etc. And then there's nothing wrong with building an addition to the house, but you want to have to build an addition to Yishmona Esrei too. That's his point. Are you worried about building an addition to Yishmona Esrei? Building an addition to your chesed activities? Building to a man, I'd say building an addition to the time you spend learning. So when you compare the two, that's what he wants you to do. Compare the two, and unfortunately the spiritual side will come out lower. I mean higher, if you're talking about a scale, I guess. Will come out higher. The Tochal Tovo, and what his dreams are, what he anticipates. Haroma Shabbatocholos, that's really what he's trying to do the most. Kilo Yaspik lo mimine kinyona b'uma. He says, whatever you have is not enough. He gives a very beautiful imagery here, because people think, if I only had that, then I'll be satisfied. While Chazal say, yesh lo ro. Yesh lo monei rotz ha-messiah. So he's saying that the yesh lo, right, if you have 100, you want 200. If you have 200, you want 400. So he's saying acquiring the 100 or acquiring the 200 is like drinking salt water because you're thirsty. It's like putting logs on a fire because you want to extinguish the fire. You're just making the fire bigger. You're just becoming more thirsty. Acquiring possessions in the hope that that will slake your desire for possessions is like putting wood on a fire, hoping that it will extinguish the fire, thinking it will extinguish the fire. Achu ka'esh, kol asher tosef eitzim himosif alava. You put on wood, it's going to burn bigger. You get possessions, your desire for possessions increase. It sounds counterintuitive, but Chazal tell us it's so, and we know it's so from experience, from looking around. B'chol libo b'kavanoso, Moshem Elov Yom of the Laila, and that becomes his pursuit. And yes, he takes off time for davening, that's wonderful. He takes off time for chesed, that's wonderful. He takes off time for thinking about Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad, Schar Va'onesh, Olam Haba, the Neshama, Bipachom, Emuna. Maybe he'll even do that once in a while. You know, Sundays and Wednesdays from 12:15 to 1. Right? And the choshev l'oheg alamishi yazruhu alav, who's your best friend? The guy that gave you a stock tip. What do you think of the person that gave you? Chagom just wants you to think about this. He's not giving you musa. He says, listen to this. Guy gives you a stock tip, the stock goes up, he's your friend for life. The guy that says, you know, you really have to buy Hershon Tillum, it's like an amazing cipher. He's not your friend for life. You know, you thank him, you know, but that guy does not become your friend for life. The guy that gave you a stock tip becomes your friend for life. That's what he says. If you say it's not true, okay. But that's what Chagal Bavos is saying. The low ray of Naaman, who's your best friend, someone that, you know, tells you how to bake a better cake, how to do better in that. The person that tells you how to daven better is not necessarily your best friend for life. The Yitzbel, and what do you, he's talking about now a person, the Yitzbel, the Itos, Otzer, Amischarim, he waits for market day, you know, that's the big day. He waits for that in a way that you don't wait for Yom Kippur. That is the Chavit HaLovus' point in a nutshell. People don't look forward to that. They look forward to Black Thursday, whatever it's called, you know, when everything goes on sale, Black Friday. That they look forward to. They're not looking forward necessarily to Aseres Yemei Teshuva. They'll deal with it. We're not talking about bad people. He says, what are your goals in life? What do you put your efforts into? What are you seeking to excel in? What are you seeking to improve in? So compare the two things. Compare you're seeking to improve your temporary life with your seeking to improve your spiritual eternal life. The Itay Mechirosam, the Tzofin Yani Hashar, you're busy with the Hong Kong markets and the Japan markets and now the China markets. The Choker Al Yoker Haschoros, where do you get the best bargain? Where do you get the best bargain? Not very many people ask which shul bargains the best. But not very many. I was careful to say not very many people. The Alosan, the Yeridosan, the Cholkatsvi Oretz, these are scholarly things. We have the Standard & Poor's 500 is holding. What was Moody's rating? We travel. He hears about an opportunity to get rich in England. He'll go to England. He'll hear about someone that gives fantastic shiurim and tefillah. He won't go to England for that. He won't. You say, come on, Rabbi, it's not practical. Go. What's he going to go? Yeah. Okay. He just wants you to think about it. Shai Hezman, Nefesh number 12. Think about what would motivate you to go to England for 3 days if someone told you there's something with money or something on sale or something you could benefit from, and someone tells you there's a special mashgiach giving shurim in England. Say, well, I gotta go to England for that. Sugar biscuit. Like I'm davening every day. Well, I have to go to England to learn how to daven better. Well, you have enough money now too, but you go to England to get richer. Yes or no? Don't answer me. Right? The low car, right? How many people don't go to night seder if it's too cold outside, if it's too hot outside, if it's raining? But if they had to go out because there's a sale, they wouldn't go out. The low sar, he wants you to think about this conceptually. He's just giving many examples, and I'm doing my best to keep you laughing so you don't fall asleep. But the point is, what is your focus in life? What are you... The bottom line of this thing, what are you looking to improve in your life, and what don't you spend so much time to improve? The Kens Bashtein, meaning you could, it's okay, if you'll daven, you don't want the from people. But you're not worried. You're not worried. You're not always looking to improve your davening. Maybe if you are, it's wonderful. That's what he's talking about. The vain tachlis law. It's a very temporal, short-lived benefit. That's a shatid you could also rick, right? You can go to the gym. You could even jog every day, and you could even eat healthy foods, which you should do. All these things, but ultimately you have to know it's not up to you. This is another point he's making, right? The guy that wrote Jogging for Life died while he was jogging. It's not up to you. You do have to take care of your body. But he wants you to weigh the two things. He's saying, you know, ultimately this is not up to you. It's all hishtadlus. But your neshama is up to you. You fully control how much you're going to improve your neshama. You can't control. Plenty of rich people go bankrupt. And plenty of people who are doing things for their health are not healthy. So you have to do it because of Ishtadlus, but that's all it is. But your neshama is in your hands. You can decide what you do with your neshama. Hashem doesn't butt in. This is your playing field. This is up to you, totally. So what are you going to spend time in? You're making a second point here. You're going to spend time and effort and kochos and energy and enthusiasm and labor to kite on something that ultimately is not up to you. Hashem's going to decide that. So everything can be lirik. Everything can be for nothing. So, your neshama is eternal. That's not the point. Your neshama is entirely up to you. That's the point you make. Be'efshe shatir yigos lirik, or yala b'yado, or you'll have to show for it, is your sweatband. Loyal be other kiya matzar oruch fatorach lomot. While you have the chauffeur, you have the chauffeur that you worked on a deal for X amount of hours a day for a month, and the deal didn't go through. It's not up to you, it's up to Hashem. V'megia el kitsas mashakiva, and even if he's a little successful, sheba lo yeh lo mimenu, ki im shmiroso v'anagoso, v'atznoso v'anapagon, then he just has to make sure no one steals it from him, and he doesn't lose it to a competitor, and he keeps that edge. Achiyeh lo misha nigzo lo bo, im b'chayov. You know, there's no guarantee you're going to be around enough to enjoy it. There's no guarantee you're going to have it for any length of time. Kamo shenema b'chatzi yom av yazvenu v'achermoso kamo shekosu v'ozlu l'acherim chela. So Ruchnius is forever. Ruchnius is up to you. And that should be the focus of your ambitions. And he says, let's admit it. Very, very few people, when they're asked what their ambitions are, would talk about their ruchniyistic development. He's not telling you to stop your ruchniyistic development. Everything you have to do, you have to do. Whether it's work, or exercise, or eating healthy, or anything. He's saying, where is your, what are your goals? What are you always trying to improve? What are you always thinking of how to do better? Shlomo HaMelech warned us in Mishlei, Menacharitzus, from diligence, Ishtadlus. It means too much Ishtadlus. Laharbos b'momen, or actually I don't have to say too much, according to the Chavis Alvavus and Shara Pitachon, any effort to go beyond substance level is a waste of time. You're either going to be rich or you're not going to be rich. And there's no hishtadlus of becoming rich. That's the chavis malvavus, the sheet and shara pitachon. There's no heter hishtadlus to become rich. The heter hishtadlus is only to do what you need. So, okay, we know already that the bar of what you need is not clear. And people need different things. And we certainly need much more things than 500 years ago. But his point is, therefore here, Ishtadlus means even not, I'm correcting my correction. It doesn't mean too much effort, it means any effort. If it's Laharbo Kumo, you'll be wasting your time. Kama Shekosov, Al Tiga Lahashir, don't be Yogeya, don't exert yourself to become rich. Bibinos Chachadol, and you don't focus on things of the seichel. The Sefer Magda and Nimzabo, and so Shlomo HaMelech goes on to say the problem. Right, a business can go bankrupt. Things can happen. Things do happen. That's so. Another reason not to put all your energies into that, and at the expense of, or at least in comparison to your ruchniyistic ambitions. How many people can say, I mean, I have ruchniyistic ambitions. So it's wonderful if you can say that, but that's his point here. To put your, everything you do for temporal gashmiyus olam hazeh things, that degree, at the very least, you should be doing into ruchniyistic ambitions. You should view Dveikus B'Hashem as your career. You should view becoming close to Hashem, Miskarvus L'Hashem, as your career. And therefore you say, when's the last time I thought about Pitachon? When's the last time I thought about Emuna? When's the last time I thought about that Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim? When's the last time I went through a mental Shar HaBechina in my head and I thanked Hashem for everything that happened to me in my life? When's the last time I thanked Hashem for water? When running water in the house. I mean, you can thank Hashem for any water, but running water. When the last time I thanked Hashem that I'm able to breathe. So, oh my goodness, like I didn't do that for days. It's like, when the last time I exercised? When the last time I exercised my neshama? When the last time I exercised my mind? V'oreinu achochamo acher v'isher osanu ala ishtadlusenu b'inyan amozo v'asipuk b'lovad. David HaMelech made sure that we understand that we should, we can, and we should, and we must do hishtaglus for basic sustenance. But Omro yigia kapecha ki sochel ashrecha v'tolloch. This is something you should do, and ashrecha v'tolloch. That's a wonderful thing to do, and you're mechuyev to do it, and you should do it. V'chein shol achos, but not more than that. Not more than that. We invert what we should be maximizing, he says, and what we should be minimizing. We should be minimizing gashmius. Again, minimizing doesn't mean there is a level of precious, but he's not talking about precious. He's talking about going beyond your needs. And again, that's a very cloudy bar. It's like with your children, some children need this and some children don't need this. So you try not that one should know what the other one's getting. There are married children also, believe me. You try to, you know, it's very bad to let one know what the other one's getting. Don't say. But the answer is, the Gemara says, don't differentiate between one child and another child. Look what happened with Yosef. So you could answer, he didn't keep it secret. Everybody saw Yosef wearing the son's posse. That's one answer, and you should keep it a secret. That's what the Gemara means. But another answer is, and it's also true, that, you know, sometimes you have to end up explaining it to a child. This one needs the bicycle, and I don't feel you do need a bicycle. So, of course, that's... he's immediately going to need a bicycle. At least you explain yourself. Say, I'm not... You get things that you need, and this one needs that. You have to try. You have to make an attempt. Nowadays, we have to make sure we placate our children or they're going to go off to death, right? So we have to placate our children. We have to explain to them what we're doing. And, that's how it is nowadays. So you do explain that. And you don't have to do more than that. You don't have to start explaining why you feel this one needs that and he doesn't need that. That's already degrading. Because I'm the Abba and you're the child, that's why. I know that everybody should understand that you're not favoring one over the other. That's what, you know, because Chazal don't want that. Chazal warn against that. Chazal say it's not a good idea to show one child more favoritism than the other. So A is to show it, and always keep it a secret, and B is to say, it is, you know, if it's true, hopefully it's true. Different needs of different children is not called favoritism. I guess that's my point. Why did I start giving a parenting class here? Of course, he's talking about that you should put your kochos into what you need. So I'm saying, and need is a gray area. But you certainly need your ruchnius. That's not a suffix. We certainly have to think how to improve our neshama, how to sharpen the neshama, how to have better spiritual lives, not just better gashmistic lives, but better spiritual lives. That's all that he asked for. He didn't want to be rich. Maybe right? History has shown, both on an individual level and on a cultural level, that the Nisayon of Osher is more difficult and more likely to be failed than the Nisayon of Oni, despite Tevye's song. That's the way it is. That's the sad truth. Vahareish, poverty, and maybe Vahareish, and maybe he doesn't want to be rich, he doesn't want to be poor. Vahareish, and maybe Alavedus Hamusar Vatorah, because he can become bitter, and yet, you don't want to spend your whole life looking to, you know, looking for a morsel of bread. Reish, that's poverty. For osher, I'll teach them. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be rich. Right? So, hatifeni lechem chuki. I want to have what I need. Again, this is almost a tangent when he wants to explain, because people in general, he's talking about people who have what they need. Again, it's very easy to fool yourself also. There are little and said, as long as I need it, it's okay. And I really need, I don't want to say what, because sometimes you do need it. Sometimes you do need that extra room. Sometimes you do need a Lexus. Sometimes. You certainly need air conditioning, and in Eretz Yisrael 20 years ago, they didn't need air conditioning. Right now, it's unthinkable not to have air conditioning. I mean, it's wonderful if you don't. You know, I know people that don't have it because they can't afford the electric bills. But if they took a job in order to be able to afford the electric bills of an air conditioner, I would okay that. I would say that's something you need. You're a different mensch when there's air conditioning, and when it's really hot, you're not a mensch. Most people, it's a weakness, but it's a reality. We can't function when it's so hot. I say better air conditioning than everybody walking around with a baby bottle that they're sipping from. That's a personal thing. I can't stand it. Everybody does it. I can't stand it. I'm so not able. It seems to me that once everybody does it, it becomes okay. That's the way society works. Hilchos Derecheres does work like that. I want to hasten to say Hilchos Derecheres. Hilchos Derecheres works like that. If everybody's doing it, so unfortunately it becomes not Derecheres. But like, why doesn't anybody know how ridiculous everyone walks around with sipping bottles? No one's going to get dehydrated walking outside for a 10-minute walk. Trust me. Maybe they don't trust me. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. Don't trust me. I just... Even my wife started doing it. There's no one more able than her. Because talk Lashon Hara. She doesn't call it Lashon Hara. Okay. And then there's the type that your mom is sip like a bottle. At least drink it like an adult. Sipping it like you still have an oral fixation. Come on.
You don't want to swallow too much at one time.
That's okay. Okay. Anyway, I don't know, I got into this now. This was really a tangent. He got into the thing that you should only ask Hashem for what you need. Because he wants you to realize that much of our kochos and efforts and diligence and schemes and plans and goals and ambitions are not only on temporary things, in contradistinction to spirituality, which is forever, not only on things which are not dependent on us, it's dependent on Hashem. Hashem came spirituality, it's our call. What we do, we have. It's not up to Hashem, it's up to us, so to speak. And now he's saying, it's not even good for you. It's not good to be rich. That's what he says. It's not good to be rich, it's not good to be poor. You gotta have what you need. And if you're in a position that you're earning more money than you need, because that was the gzeira, that certainly our going young played the materials of Vlad, so there's a gzeira, ashir. I mean, some people are ashirim. You know, I always say, you know, people say, you know, how can you say it's bashert? You're telling me that if I become if I stack shelves in Osherad, I'm going to have the same amount of money as if I was a doctor. Right? That's what I'm always asked, and I always give the same answer. But you're looking at it from the wrong side of the telescope. If you were supposed to be rich, Hashem maneuvered your life, that you would look at doctors nowadays are not rich. Just ask any doctor. To be rich, you have to be a dentist. You can't be a doctor. A doctor is like, forget about it. The doctors go around fetching all day, they have no money.
Malpractice insurance.
I think dentists have to have that too. Anyway, the point is, they're looking at it in the inverse way. Hashem makes a gzeira, you're supposed to be rich. He then maneuvers your life, and you're born to certain parents, and you're born in a certain area, and you're born in a certain section of the country, and you have certain things in life that led you to go to medical school and you became a doctor. Kitzur, you're not rich because you became a doctor. You became a doctor because there was a gzeira you should become rich. That's the way you have to look at it. The person stacking shelves is not just barely making ends meet because he's stacking shelves. He's supposed to barely make ends meet, and that's why he's stocking shelves. That's how his life was planned by Hashem. That is absolutely the correct way to look at it. So he's saying, don't pray for riches, don't pray for poverty. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. Rosh v'osher ha'pitim le'atzmei nafuga. So anyway, he's saying most of our, again, what do we focus on? What are our ambitions? What do we put kochos into? What do we put thought into? What do I plan? What do I put my energy into? Don't put it into gashmius, it's temporary. Put it into ruchnius, that's eternity. Don't put it into gashmius, it's not even up to you. Put it into ruchnius, that's entirely up to you. Don't put it into gashmius, you're just going to have nisyonos from Osher. So don't struggle to become rich. Besides, I'm adding now that in Shaar HaBitachon he said it's a waste of time. That's what he puts down in Shaar HaBitachon. You're not going to become rich because you took a second job. You're not going to become rich because you work overtime. No. Hishtadlus in the field of getting more than you need is bittul zman. Chavzavoda says clearly in Shaar HaBitachon. You either will, it's sometimes the boss will demand of you to work overtime, because you're such fine workers, and you will end up being in a field that's, it's not lucrative, but it gives you parnasa berevach. So that happened because he was supposed to have more money than bare substances. Because there is, some people are rich, there's nothing wrong with being rich. The others were fabulously wealthy. Nothing wrong with being wealthy, it's not an avera. You don't daven for it, he says, because it's a very difficult nisayon. And you don't work on it, because in Shaar HaBitachon it says it's a waste of time. Here he says it's not such a good thing. So it's not a good thing to spend your energy and time and thoughts and ambitions and energies on. Because it's not a good thing from your perspective. If it'll happen, it'll happen. And then you have a nisayon, and you have to give tzedakah, and you have to be machnas orchim, and you have to be generous, and you have to live a simple lifestyle, and not move to a more desirable area. People in America do this, but less ruchnius did, because now you have money, you have to live in the, people did this, people did it, people went to the suburbs, and then the ruchnius there was not what it should have been. So this is just, again, he segued into this discussion because he wants you to realize that so much of our, I'm not sure what the social, what life was like. If you would ask most people now, why do you spend so much of your energies and kochos and ambitions and thoughts and plans on your temporal lives? I know that most people would answer, I'm doing it just to make ends meet. And if it's true, kol hakavod. That's a good answer. If it's true, you certainly have to make ends meet in ruchnius. So take the chavis halogus's cheshbon number 12, at least for that, that you also have to make, don't forget that you have to make ends meet in ruchnius too. So don't forget that career of yours. Alo tokitzachi, wake up, he says. Tirachi sorrow, look at the floor. Mashacharatzta olov, ubiharta elov, lahamid gufcha l'yono aktivi, what you work on. Now he's talking about health. Again, overdoing it. Doing it, or making it more important than how to daven, how to do chesed, how not to talk lashon hara, how to be kind, how to work on bitachon, on emuna, on avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. I didn't say that the whole time. How can I forget that? The sheish mitzvahs tmidius. When's the last time I worked on my avas Hashem? Please let him. When did I work on my avas Hashem? Right. When's the last time I went to the exercise club? When's the last time you worked on avas Hashem? That's what the Chazal wants to wake us up to think about. Yeah. What was the question?
I'm sorry. How does a person know how much book needs to put in?
As much as you can. That there's no limit. It's the other way around. You work on Gashmius up till the bar of Ishtadlus.
And how do you feel if how do you know if you're really doing enough?
In Gashmius?
No.
Ruchnius is no such thing. It's never enough. It's never enough. There's no such thing as enough.
You shouldn't feel,
there's only enough in Gashmiyos. There's never enough in Ruchnius.
So you don't put yourself down if you don't think you're doing more, you know, like maybe you should be doing more than you are.
In Ruchnius? Well, that's not, you're dealing with now a problem. How does a person cope with feelings of inadequacy in Ruchnius?
Yeah, maybe. Yes.
That is Grada number 13. That is Grada Cheshvan number 13. As I said, they're related. Cheshvan number 13 talks about, are you performing up to your capabilities in Ruchnius?
Yeah,
that is Mamash Cheshvan number 13, okay, which we're not going to get to today.
Okay.
But that's number 13. Number 12 is, if you want to sum up and write headlines, number 12 is, are you putting as much kolchos into your ruchniyistic life as you're putting into your gashmiyistic life? Kolchos, thoughts, ambitions, energies, everything. Plans, schemes, kolchos. Number 13 is, are you performing, are you doing what you're capable of doing in ruchniyus? That's a different cheshbon, that's number 13. We'll do that in Mitzvah Shem Sunday, because we're obviously not going to get to it today. Ashalo tasmud lo chevro, sukim zman ma'at. If you work on your goof, it's going to be temporary. Lo yipot menu tzav, lo yimolim yipega, ba'odis chavrus cho'imo, im yizba yechle, im yirav yechlash. Okay. He goes over this point with health. He talked about money, now he's talking about health. It's not even up to you. It's up to Hashem. But Ayah Yisro Nafshecha al Gufcha, how is the superiority of your soul, of your spiritual side, over your physical side, how is that manifested? Where in your life do we see, ask yourself, this is a cheshbon ha-nefesh. What do I spend time on? What do I spend time on? What do I spend time thinking about? What don't I spend time thinking about? When's the last time I thought about developing Avos Hashem? One of the Sheish Mitzvahs to be these. And Yiras Hashem is this too. My goodness, one third of the Sheish Mitzvahs to be these, I don't give any thought to that. Yikes! What do I do? Two of the six Mitzvahs to be these, I don't think about. And I'm not so sure I think about Hashem Echad, which was the third one. And I'm not even sure I think about Hashem, which is a fourth one. That's scary. That's what he wants to shake out. That's what this is. Ve'ayeh yisro nafshecha al gufcha. Where is the superiority? Where is it manifested? U'mailos olomo al olomoi. Right? Olam habo is way superior to olam hazeh. It lasts a heck of a lot longer. It gives you much more pleasure, immeasurably more pleasure. He's talking about, again, comparing nefesh to guf. The ali of the neshama, the yirido soul of the guf, ruchni yosol migash musol. At the end of life, your guf stays behind. Your neshama goes to Hashem. Ruchni yosol migash musol, v'amido soul machalifu soul. The permanence of the neshama versus the temporariness of the guf. The kiyuma, it's eternity, being posto. Okay, it goes through different things. If you put so much effort into your guf, in pechisuso ugenuso, despite all of these things we said that it's temporary and it's animalistic, basically, it's kashmius. V'im chalishusoch mehazeko v'hoilo, it's really not up to you. Okay, that's the point. Hachashuva, hanisheres, shetzuveso haniginyon, and it's totally up to you. Ulayim b'tikuna, you're supposed to think about it. Think about shara b'china. Make a list today of how much you have to give Hashem thanks for. Make a list today of what Hashem Echad means to you. How am I going to work on Avos Hashem? I don't even know what it means to love Hashem. Help. You have to study. It doesn't come by itself. Moshe Nehemiah, you have to study everything. And it's Kenevan al Tifkar. Okay, Kenev Chochma, I'm skipping to the last paragraph. For Eyochi, Ma Ben Shnei Advarim. Ma Ben Shnei Onyonim. When the taming of Soros Olamcha stopped with things you don't need, Ishtagel b'masha tzorch lachrisecha. Soon you're going to be going on a journey, and you have to have a lot of provisions with you. Al tomar. Oh, this is nice, eh? That's a nice right here. Don't say, what did I daven? Like everybody else. I'm like everybody else. I'm going to tell you by heart what the Chazal Kodesh says now. The most destructive thing in the world for your neshama is to say, I'm worse than anybody else. I'm no better than anybody else. I daven, I do this, I do that. I'm looking around. I do everything else. Like, why should I be different? This is going to be developed on the next chesed. Hashem wants you to do, Hashem doesn't want you to daven like everyone else. Every person is an individual. And we'll have to explain why they didn't develop their kochos that they had. You say, well, I looked at him, he eats kosher, I eat kosher. What do I do more than that? Well, maybe you're supposed to be more knowledgeable. Maybe higher standards. Maybe. The point he's making in this paragraph is that every individual is an individual. And you don't fall into the trap of saying, so what if I'm no better than the next person? I'm also no worse. So I'll be like him. He's a firm person. Oh, pretty good, not bad. He says, don't fall into that trap. That's a terrible trap. Because Hashem judges everyone according to what they are, who they are, what they're capable of, what they're able to do, what they do with their gashmiyistic life. Very few people settle in gashmiyus for things, right? So I have a car like everyone else. The better car for them. That's what most people want. If they can afford it, they want a better car. So that's what you should do by ruchnius. Don't be satisfied being like everyone else, but want more for yourself. And Mitzvah Hashem Sunday will do Taka Chesed number 13. Okay.